Good afternoon, KCTA listeners. This is Gracie, the program director here at KCTA. And this week for our community spotlight, I am interviewing Melissa from For the Love of Strays, which is a local nonprofit organization that takes in animals that are strays or takes them off the euthanasia list and places them into foster homes. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I know that you're from the Love of Strays or For the Love of Strays, right?
Correct.
Okay. What kind of rescue is For the Love of Strays?
We are a foster-based nonprofit organization, meaning we do not have a shelter. We rely on the community to become fosters for us, and they open their homes, and we supply food, bedding, you know, all medical care, and they just basically love our animals and bring them to the adoption events.
Okay, so at these events, the people that are fosters bring them and then hope to get these animals adopted?
Yes, ma'am. We do adoption events every weekend. So you bring your animal to our event. If the animal gets adopted, great. If not, they go back home with the foster and we try again on our next event.
Okay. And where do you do it every weekend?
Every weekend we are at PetSmart. Okay. But we actually have two really big events coming up, which is going to be the Home and Garden Show, which is January 15th through the 17th. Mm-hmm. And then in February, February 12th through the 14th is our national 3-day adoption event, which is outside under the big white tent.
Outside where? At PetSmart?
Outside of PetSmart, yes.
Okay. Wow. Good. And so where do the animals that you get come from?
A lot of our animals are from the streets. As you can see, just driving around in our city, we have a lot of neglected animals. Mm-hmm. People reach out to us daily with hundreds of emails and text messages to us for pleas for help. And of course, we also pull from our local animal control off the euthanasia list.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
We definitely like to save as many as we can. But of course, without willing fosters, we cannot continue to do what we do. Mm-hmm. So fosters is a big key thing for our organization.
So for the most part, you get them off the streets, but you do also get them off the euthanasia list?
Yes, ma'am. We do both. If somebody contacts us, you know, about somebody that's injured or neglected, you know, as long as we have an open and willing foster, we can take them into the organization, then we get them the medical care they need. And when they're ready, they go to the adoption events.
Okay. Where do you hold the animals until you find them a foster? How does that work?
We usually, it's sad, but sometimes we have to put them on hold until we can find a foster because, you know, we're only allowed legally 6 animals mm-hmm. per home. But we also work with the boarding facilities. So Bruno's bathhouse also is amazing and boarding some of our dogs.
Oh,
the pooch
cool.
pad also has several of our dogs. So, you know, and of course that stuff costs money. So, mm-hmm. and we run on donations.
Okay. So. What can our listeners do to help with this?
We need help with donations, you know, to pay our bills, to pay for boarding. If they have room and are willing to help us, they can always apply to be a foster, and we would love to place an animal in somebody's home.
And what is the typical length of a foster?
It just depends. We try to match up to your criteria. If you, let's say you just want to have for maybe a month, you know, we find somebody that's, you know, going to go rather quickly. If you're willing to be dedicated and from start to end, you can be however long the animal needs. Some animals, you know, have to get amputated and, you know, aww. It takes a little longer for them to heal.
Mm-hmm. So the fosters keep them for longer periods of time?
Yeah, it just depends, you know, how long the foster is willing to do it. And, of course, they're never stuck with the animal. If something should come up, we can always find another foster. We can mm-hmm. move them around, you know, swap the animals around.
Oh, the only thing I would think that would be really hard about that is it'd be so hard not to actually just keep them forever. Because I imagine you kind of just grow a little bond with them, you know?
We definitely do. I currently have bottle babies, and they came to me at 4 days old.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Been with the bottle, and it's like I have a newborn again in the house. So yeah. I'm up all night. So it's definitely, it pulls at your heartstrings, and it's hard to let them go. But you have to tell yourself, you know, you give them the great start of life, and then you send them on their way, and you have that slot open to help another baby come along.
Oh, I know that's hard. I had a bottle feed a kitten once, and I still have her, but That was hard.
Some of us, we foster fail. Some of us are like, no, that baby's not going to go. That baby found a home with me.
So oh, yeah.
It just depends. But it's hard, but we cry happy tears at PetSmart when they get adopted.
Oh, I bet. So what kind of donations do you need? Can people donate food and stuff like that too?
Most definitely. We try to find like other businesses maybe that can do like food drives or, you know, blankets, puppy pads, you know. There's all the ways that you can help us, even if it's dog bowls, leashes, anything that an animal can need, kitty litter. We go through lots of kitty litter.
Oh, I bet. Oh, that's cool that you supply the fosters with everything, too. So it's kind of like all you have to do is just love them. You have everything you need. So how can our listeners, if they want to become a foster, what do they have to do to do that process?
You can contact us through our Facebook page. It's For the Love of Strays. You can go to our website, which is www.fortheloveofstrays.com. Mm-hmm. And there's an application on there that you fill out, and we'll get in touch with you and pair you up with the right animal for your home.
Okay. So it's all online?
It's all online. You can call our rescue phone line, and she'll get you in touch with one of us also.
Okay. Like in case someone doesn't know how to use a computer or something, they can call you.
Yeah, most definitely. We can supply you guys with our telephone number.
Okay, sure.
And they can always get in touch with us.
Okay, good. I know y'all are big advocates for microchips. Can you explain how microchips work?
Yes, microchips can definitely save your animal's life if they ever get out. It's about the size of a grain of rice, and we insert it right there between the shoulder blades. And so let's say your animal gets lost, you contact your microchip company. We use Home Again. They send out the alert emails to everybody. Mm-hmm. And if somebody picks up your animal and they take it to a veterinarian, they can get it scanned, and some numbers pop up. And when you get those numbers, it has all your information, you know, who your veterinarian is, what your name is, the address, phone numbers, and it also has a backup phone number in case you can't be reached.
Okay. So, and I'm sure you also believe it's really important to keep tags on your animal as well.
Yes. I know we advocate, you know, four tags, which is your city tag to mm-hmm. have them registered in the city, a microchip tag, your rabies tag, and also a tag with all your personal information. Mm-hmm. You know, and another great thing, too, is some dogs, you know, lose their tags. So if you write on their collar in a Sharpie, it's also there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just lots of ways to put information on your animal.
Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of ads. People say that their animals got out, but they have a collar on, but no tags. And I'm just like, oh, that would
Yeah, there's no way to find you if there's no identification on your baby.
For sure. So the tags are definitely important.
Yes.
What are some other steps you can take if someone maybe loses their animal? How can they go about maybe finding their animal?
First thing we always tell you is call the Lost Pet Hotline. Mm-hmm. That right there is very important. And then from there, there's lots of Facebook groups that you can get on and mm-hmm. start posting your animal's picture, get in touch with all the rescues, you know, go to the veterinarian offices, leave a flyer with your animal's picture on there. Mm-hmm. So that way, and of course, always check animal control. You know, don't rely on what you see online. Always go in person, walk the kennels, you know, try to find your animal.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, especially in this part of town where the station is at, we see so many dogs just running around. I'm like, well, they look like they're well-fed dogs, but I don't know if they just got out or...
Yeah, it's very important, you know, as you can see with the busy streets, they can get hit and nobody's going to really stop. It takes a special person that's going to stop and then pick up the animal and take it to the vet for proper care. Most of them just hit them and keep going. Mm-hmm. So without identification, you can't get in touch. But it's always important to have your baby be inside your home, mm-hmm. you know, be part of your family. Make sure your backyard is secure. Never just let them roam the streets.
Absolutely. Do you know if there's any laws about that? Like if people, their animals get out so many times or anything like that? I mean, is there anything that the city can do to help prevent their animals from getting out so many times?
Animal control works very hard. You know, if you see a dog being neglected or not really being taken care of, I would definitely contact animal control and give them the information. And so that way they can go out and talk to them.
Okay. But there's these two little dogs over here I see every day, and they're so cute, and they're always just running around, but and I don't really think they have an owner. I mean, as far as I can tell, but they're always here. We just call them little station dogs.
Oh, boy, hey, even if the station wants to foster them, we can definitely bring them into the organization.
Oh, for sure. Oh, man, I would, but, oh, my husky would get really jealous. And I know you mentioned that you had some big events going on soon. Can you tell our listeners about that one more time?
The Home and Garden, we basically set up inside the American Bank Center, and we take puppies, we take dogs, we take however many they're going to let us. You know, we want to showcase all our animals. Mm-hmm. You can do the adoption right there on site. You can fill out the application. We can go through it. And if you're approved, you know, great. Our adoption fee is $130, which includes a fully vetted animal. You know, all their mm-hmm. shots, their microchip, spay, neuter. Our cats are $80. Same, you know, fully vetted. And as you know, like if you go get an animal, it costs a lot more than that adoption fee to fully vet them. So you're really mm-hmm. getting a good deal when you adopt.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So all these fosters kind of let you take their dogs for the day for the Home and Garden Show. Is that how it works?
Yeah, they come drop them off to us, okay. And they can stay, or you know, they can go back home. We basically stay for the adoption event, and if their animal gets adopted, we send them a text message. If not, you know, they come back up there and they pick up their animal, and we just keep trying. I know all of us are really excited for our 3-day adoption event. Because
that's the one around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's
Day,
the
right?
one around Valentine's Day, because that big white tent out mm-hmm. in the middle of the parking lot at PetSmart draws in everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely get a lot of adoptions on that time.
And what, you said there was an application. What are the requirements to adopt an animal?
When you fill out an application for us, you know, main thing is to make sure, like, if you're renting, that there's no breed restrictions, because a lot of the apartments don't allow certain breeds, mm-hmm. you know, or there's weight limits. So we double check, make sure everything is legit, make sure you're allowed to own this animal. And if you do own other animals, you know, we need to make sure that your animals are current on heartworm prevention. And
so how do you check all that? Do you call the vet?
Or yes, ma'am. Okay. We do. We definitely look into everything, and we do a home check on you. Just make sure everything's good. We want our animals to be loved forever. You know, they're coming off mm-hmm. the streets and they're in really bad shape when we get them. So we like to see them in the perfect home.
So are they able to adopt an animal the same day, even with all that?
Yes, ma'am. As soon as you
I'll just do it really quick.
Yeah, we sit down, and I mean, there's several of us at the adoption event, so one mm-hmm. of us can step aside and work that application with you. We do a verbal interview with you, and then we pair you up with the right animal.
Okay, good. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you want to add to maybe tell our listeners? Maybe give them your information one more time.
Yes, you can find us on Facebook under For the Love of Strays. Our website address is www.fortheloveofstrays.com. And it has our application. It has everything you need to know. You can even see what animals we have that are looking for homes.
Okay, good. So y'all do have pictures of the animals?
Oh, yes. We have pictures. We have their bios. You know, we tell a story about them. Just let everybody know, like, if they're good with children, good with cats, good with little dogs. You know, we definitely have a dog for everybody out there. And we have lots of kittens and cats right now.
Oh, I bet. And I wanted to add, because I know people are all about maybe getting a specific breed. Y'all do have a lot of purebred dogs that people can adopt also, right? Or not so many, but every once in a while.
We do. Every once in a while, you know, animal control, you know, they get purebreds in there. You know, mm-hmm. everybody's always like, oh, that purebred's never going to end up in the shelter or on the street.
But they do.
That's wrong. Yeah, because they do. You get purebreds all the time mm-hmm. at animal control. And then we get people that just can no longer care for their animals. So they contact us and they owner surrender to our organization. Okay. So we do sometimes come in touch with purebreds.
Okay. So it's always best to adopt a dog.
It's always
or
best.
Or cat.
Yes. And we got lots of cats.
Oh, good.
So it's always good to adopt.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much for coming, Melissa. Anything we can do to ever help your organization, let me know.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. You've been listening to this week's Community Spotlight on KCTA AM 1030. If there is an organization or a nonprofit that you would like to spotlight, please send me an email at kctapsa@yahoo.com. You can also call me here at the station at 361-882-7711.